Is there now an irreparable rift between yourself and your chief executive, Stella Manzi?
Absolutely not. I very much admire Stella Manzi, my interim chief executive. I think that the attacks that were made on the interim chief executive by Howard Beckett were scandalous. And my cabinet and I have made it absolutely clear that we fully support my interim chief executive, Stella Manzi. She's doing a great job, and there's no question that she has the best interests of this city at heart.
Did you publicly make that that assertion? Because this is the first time I've heard you as leader say that.
I'm saying that now.
And you didn't feel that it was necessary to say that a week ago when Howard Beckett said on the BBC that Stella Manzi should resign?
I am making those statements now. I'll be publishing something on my blog this afternoon. Obviously, I've had to deal with the ins and outs of over the last few days of what's been going on, but I am absolutely clear about that position.
Let's just quickly talk about how long we could see strike action in Birmingham, because that's what people care about, the fact that their bins are going to be all over the place again. Yeah. The redundancy notices that have gone out, how long is the redundancy period?
It's about 6 weeks, but we will we have to try to ensure that those people who wish to move to particular areas in the council can at the same level, at the same pay, with no job lost, that they can be eased into somewhere else. That might take a bit longer for some people. But obviously Unite have to go for a ballot to continue their industrial action. If they want to do it from the middle of September. So we'll have to see how that goes. I hope that the members of Unite will realise that what we're getting here is a situation where, because this is such an important service, absolutely essential service in this City Council, we want to ensure that in this particular case, that we not only does nobody lose their jobs, but we're going to employ 200 more people on the bins as a result of this. We currently have agency staff. So instead of a situation that the Tory Liberal Democrat ended up with bin workers working for 4 days a week and having an overtime on the fifth day, and a situation where we were employing hundreds of agency staff, nobody lose their jobs, nobody needs to lose their job. We are employing 200 more people. We are investing in our service. I hope Unite members will realise that this is a Labour council bending over backwards in tough times to support its own workers. And I think that's what we've done here. And I hope that they will realise that we actually that actually being on strike when it comes to consider the ballot is not the best way forward here, and that we can actually sit down and work together to get a really strong refuse service for this city.
So there was no deal.
No deal.
So there's no climb down.
No.
And that means that there's nothing to answer here. But that's not what the opposition, leader of the opposition, Robert Alden, plus some other people from within your own party have been saying to me.
I will not have lessons from the Conservatives and the Liberal Democrats got us into this disastrous parlous state that cost this City Council over £1 billion. And that should have been spent on jobs and services in the City Council. I am absolutely sorting out the disaster that the Tories and the Liberal Democrats left this City Council in. And that, I will not take any lessons from them. They got us into this mess in the first place.
As I said, though, this isn't just the opposition parties. This is some members of your own party suggesting that this has been handled badly and that your position is not tenable after this deal that you say didn't happen, but that Unite are adamant did.
Well, when you make tough decisions, some people won't be able to cope with the consequences of those tough decisions. I've been elected leader of the Labour Group 3 times in the last 20 months, twice unopposed. I intend to carry on.
And, of course, Birmingham's been under scrutiny, under the spotlight from the Independent Improvement Panel through the government who put that in place. Yeah. Doesn't look good when we've had great progress in the last 6 months. This isn't a good dispute to have had, is it?
I think you would have to speak to the Independent Improvement Panel, but I think they were very clear to us that we had to make tough choices And that one of the things that hasn't happened in this City Council over the last few years is that it strong, decisive action was taking place. I have to say, I think they will probably see this as being strong, decisive action. We have made a huge decision in this City Council. That was what I was elected to do as leader. I have made a range of really tough choices in relation to the City Council, in relation to Service Birmingham, in relation to the pension fund, in relation to this particular situation. I do not shirk from taking tough decisions. And I know that the Improvement Panel want us to make the tough choices that haven't been made in the past.
It's been mentioned a couple of times, Lisa Trickett, the Cabinet Member this morning, talking about how this has played out in the public eye, which hasn't been that helpful at times. This is the first time you've spoken, really, in the last 4 weeks. Should you have been speaking out before about what's been going on?
I've spoken, I have deliberately decided to ensure that we should be dealing with this at ACAS, because there are some very sensitive discussions to be had. I don't think it's been helpful to have these discussions fully open in the public. It's a very delicate industrial relations matter, and I certainly wasn't going to make any comments that might make that more problematic.
Lastly, we're hearing from certain bin men today that they're crushed. I heard one describe this as crushing. They thought they had a deal. That isn't the case. Have you got a message for those workers?
Well, I think, I'm afraid, the Unite leadership really ought to have been more straight with its own members as to whether there was a deal. Perhaps they sold a deal to their members that wasn't there because there was no deal. And what I would say to them is, about 1,200 people in this City Council are going to lose their jobs this year. As a result of what happened yesterday, none of them are actually losing their job. None of them are taking a cut in basic salary. We have actually, because it's an important service and it needs to be reorganised to make sure that we are delivering efficiently, that we have bent over backwards to help them in particular, appropriately, because of the importance of the service.
And your message to the people of Birmingham who are going to see this strike action continue?
I would say that we apologise for the disruption that's taken place. We will endeavour to ensure that that we get a resolution to this as soon as possible, and we will have contingency plans in operation to ensure, in the short term, if the strike does go back on and continues, that we will attempt to ensure that everyone gets a collection at least once every 2 weeks, and we will tell them when that collection is. So that they can put their bins out for those collections. We will probably move away from a situation where we're asking people to leave their bins out. But we will, don't forget, we are also employing new bin workers, 200 new bin workers with holiday pay, with sick pay, and with pensions for the first time, instead of relying on agency labour. We're going to get more efficient. But in the interim, I apologise for that. But I think we need to move to a situation where hopefully the strike will come to an end. But in the interim, we hope to ensure that people get a collection once every 2 weeks. And we will endeavour to ensure that they know when that collection will be.